From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting an airstrike in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 19 people at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders. 12 staff members are among the dead at the hospital in Kunduz after what the medical group described as a sustained bombing that continued even after American and Afghan military officials were first informed of the airstrikes. Bart Janssens is the director of operations for the medical relief group.
So we believe that this is a very high-tech aerial bombardment of our hospital with all the horrible consequences we have seen. For this reason, we ask now a clear explanation of the coalition forces and an independent inquiry that is fully transparent to us.
The U.S. military has acknowledged it conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the area that may have caused collateral damage to a medical facility. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has expressed his deep sorrow in a statement over the killing and wounding of civilians. And the U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said in a statement that a full investigation into the incident is underway in coordination with the Afghan government. Russia says that its planes attacked Islamic State targets and other insurgents in central and northern Syria. A Russian military spokesman said the planes flew 20 missions over Syria in the past day, hitting 9 Islamic State targets. The spokesman said equipment and weapon storage facilities were destroyed, along with an ammunition depot. The United States and its allies have condemned the Russian air campaign, claiming that Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to buttress the government of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News.